Oregon has people abusing and overdosing on prescription painkillers, just like a lot of states. And like a lot of states, Oregon has been working for some time now to reduce the frequency of abuse and misuse and overdose. But a recent audit from the Audit Division of the Oregon Secretary of State's office turned up some issues with the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program, or PDMP. It's supposed to help the people who handle prescription drugs to keep them under control. But PDMP gets in its own way some of the time, according to the report. Let's hear how. Two guests with us from the Audit Division. Kip Mehmet is the director of the Audits Division. Thank you for joining us.
Jeff, thank you for having us.
Sure. And Jamie Rawls is with us as well. She's the audit manager. Hi, Jamie.
Hello.
So, I don't know which of you to direct the questions to. So it sounds like you're together and you can just sort of point at each other like you take it, that kind of thing. So just in general, as you do audits, and I'll pitch this one particularly to Kip, how familiar do you have to get with the workings of each agency to be able to find pathways to greater performance?
Jeff, first of all, thank you for having us on your show. You know, the Secretary of State, we adhere to a citizen-centric reporting approach. We really want our audits to resonate with citizens. They pay us through their taxes to do these audits. So we really appreciate your radio show for hosting us today. Great question to lead it off, and thank you for letting me kind of elaborate on the quality of our staff here. Performance auditing is a vast kind of field. It gets us into very complex and diverse areas. So to your point, we literally go into these audits knowing not a lot. And so it's through our methodologies, and I want to note the cooperation of agency officials, and we got great cooperation from the Oregon Health Authority on this audit. To educate ourselves, we do a lot of benchmarking and other things. I won't spend our time talking about our methodologies, but yeah, we really have to learn very quickly a high level of expertise in these areas. And as you can see from our report, there's a lot of technical information in there that we're proud of. But we also lever the experts. We're not the experts, but we know how to lever expert research to have these conclusions.
Is efficiency always efficiency then? I mean, as you're trying to figure out what agencies can do to be better at what they do, I mean, even if you don't fully understand some of the jargon and the terminology and the practices, I mean, does efficiency always look somewhat the same from agency to agency?
I think at a base level, it does. I mean, you can look at, we sometimes simplify things in audits to what we call control structures, and there's basic elements of those control structures. And those are really just how you manage an operation, very key kind of things you do. And so in your general question, yeah, there are certain things you can look at. You know, whatever widget you're making or whatever service you're providing, you can still find those efficiencies in there. But to kind of inherent in your question, it's more than just efficiencies, what we're trying to get out of these audits. We're actually trying to see the impact and effectiveness of public policy. And occasionally, and that was not the case in this instance, in fact, we're pretty pleased that we think that the enhancements we're calling for in the audit can be done without additional monies. You know, sometimes audits can result in a call for more money because, you know, we're underfunded or a program's not being as effective as it can be, even if it is being efficient with the resources it has. So I hope that wasn't too complicated, but yes, generally, we are always looking at efficiency measures in these audits.
Again, we're talking to the folks at the Oregon Audits Division in the Secretary of State's office. Kip Mehmet is the director. Jamie Rawls is the audit manager. And we're talking specifically about their report released this month on the Oregon Health Authority called Constraints on Oregon's Prescription Drug Monitoring Program Limit the State's Ability to Help Address Opioid Misuse and Abuse. This is a conversation you, the listener, more than welcome to join with your questions and comments. 800-838-3760 by phone. Email is jx@jeffnet.org. Jamie Rawls, does each audit start roughly in the same place, or do you start with specific goals with each agency?
We start with a general overall objective. So this one, I was so happy that Kip had put this on our audit plan and really recognized it as an important data set that we needed to look at and go find out what was happening because of all the opioid conversations across the nation and especially here in Oregon. So we generally start with an overall objective where we're going to go look at a program and find out what they're doing, what they can do better. And this is one where, you know, we had a lot of information, a lot of data. So right off the bat, we got the data and really started analyzing it and learning from the agency what they do with it, what restrictions they have in place, what laws are in place. So from audit to audit, we generally cover those things, getting an overview of the program and the agency and where they fit in terms of state government, what funding they have, what laws they govern them. And then we start diving deeper. And that's where the audit really gets exciting as far as where can we find, you know, efficiencies and where can we find where the holes are and where the problems are. And that's where this one took a different turn as far as, wow, we really have something here that could be useful and could really, really help people.
So, Jamie, was it the turn of PDMP, the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program, or was something about the audit triggered by circumstances in Oregon's opioid addiction picture?
No, I think we generally try and pick topics that are important to Oregonians, and obviously opioid abuse and the opioid crisis was a big one. We try and pick topics that are important to health and safety, as well as, you know, just other topics that are important to Oregonians and where their tax dollars are spent. So that's why this one, I think Kip could talk more about, you know, how it got on our audit plan. But I think generally speaking, that's how it arrived. It's an important topic we wanted to look at, important for our state.
All right. So something that you wanted to make sure you got to sooner rather than later, Kip Mehmet.
Absolutely correct. I won't spend too much more time elaborating on what Jamie said, but our audit plan is really intended to, like Jamie said, hit really important themes, emergent issues, timely issues, and diverse issues. So public health, as she said, public safety, education, vulnerable populations are all high on the Secretary's list of priorities. So I invite your listeners, we have our last year's plan on our website. We're about to issue our next year's audit plan in February. So if citizens, and they are written in a citizen kind of language where hopefully people can understand what we're doing. So that will kind of explain how we get to our audit plan methods and also include a listing of our planned audits.
Now, one of the findings for the two of you to talk about here in the audit of the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program is concerns senior citizens with opioids. What did you find there?
Yeah, we really found that Oregon is struggling and really is standing out in a bad way as far as senior citizens go. Both of the stats where we are ranked last and second to last were centered around senior citizens and how we can treat those. And so we really found that we have the highest rate in the nation of seniors categorized as those age 65 and older that are hospitalized for opioid-related issues such as overdose, abuse, and dependence. And, you know, this is really concerning because a lot of our seniors, that population is increasing with the baby boomers. And, you know, we want to make sure that population is being prescribed appropriately and that we're taking care of them.
So, you know, obviously Oregon has made efforts in the past to deal with opioid issues. We've talked to the members of what was called the Opioid Prescribers Group, and I think it's called Oregon Pain Guidance now, OPG. So lots of efforts that have come before this audit report to deal with opioid issues. They are detailed in the audit report. Are you saying basically that the PDMP is a bit of a barrier to solutions?
I'll handle that, and Jamie can chime in. You know, I think you made a really good point, Jeffrey, that there have been a lot of efforts. I know sometimes these audits come out, we're proud of these audits, but, like, this is, like, a lot of new information. I think we really put some great analysis and some different focus on it. But I do agree that there's been a lot going on here in terms of this. And I also want to point out that the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program is a key tool in the state's toolkit to help with this, but it is not the only solution. And we really make sure that is, it's obviously a broad social problem here, and not one tool, not one database, not one regulatory structure is going to solve everything. However, having said that, the PDMP program, we believe, and we had, you know, in these performance audits, kind of to what you asked earlier, one of our key forms of evidence that can be compelling is what are other states doing? And often we struggle because there's apples to oranges and not every state's the same or they're using different systems. In this case, almost every state is using the same kind of system. So we have this really great benchmark comparison to look at. And of course, as Jamie pointed out, our metrics across the state are not good nationally in terms of, you know, deaths and all the bad metrics. So that really helped us really kind of, you know, put out a clear picture and have really solid criteria on how, to your inherent to your question, really, how can we help most? And we really believe on that benchmark comparison that we are underutilizing this very powerful tool. And again, so we have some real recommendations, and it's going to take some legislative will and activity because it's really the statutory structure that is preventing us from maybe maximizing this tool.
The Prescription Drug Monitoring Program in Oregon, the PDMP, is the topic of discussion here with Kip Memmott and Jamie Rawls from the Oregon Audits Division, which just audited the PDMP and pointed out that PDMP limits the state's ability to help address opioid misuse and abuse. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, your experiences with PDMP, if you have any to relate to us, welcome here on The Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Jamie, who are the primary users of PDMP? Is this for physicians and other prescribers to be able to look and see what the current status of a prescription is with a particular patient or drug?
Absolutely, yeah. The tool was intended to be utilized by prescribers and pharmacies. They've recently given access to directors of those pharmacies, and it's meant to be a tool to help look at what prescriptions, how they're prescribing, how what their practices are, and really, you know, just to lay it out simply, just so they know what someone is getting in terms of all their prescriptions, so that they can see, a doctor can see, hey, I'm, you know, the third or fourth doctor this patient has visited, and maybe that's reasonable, but maybe it's not. But just so they have the information so they can use it and make sure they're not over-prescribing or that someone's not doctor shopping and that they're giving an appropriate, you know, prescription.
So given the way PDMP is currently configured, is it too easy for people to end up with too many prescriptions from multiple doctors or too many people with the wrong combinations of prescriptions?
Absolutely. If, you know, Oregon is one of the states, this is one of the practices that other states are doing, and we don't enforce doctors and prescribers to use the database. And so if you have doctors and prescribers that aren't looking in the data set, then you could have some big problems. And that's what we found in the audit, is some overprescribing, individuals doctor shopping, going to, you know, 10 or more doctors, getting prescriptions, and that's where abuse can take place.
So let us understand, so the prescriptions are monitored, but it's just not that all doctors choose to go into the system to look and see.
That's correct.
Wow. So if aside from the voluntary nature of it all, what are some of the other things you found out that became issues with the PDMP?
Yeah, we really, you know, we found that we had doctor shoppers, we had individuals that were getting dangerous drug combinations. Some of the more egregious information was we had a doctor shopper who received prescriptions from over 200 different prescribers and visited 75 different pharmacies. When we analyzed the prescribers who wrote those prescriptions, we found most of them were dentists. One of them was prescribed opioids by 218 different dentists. And, you know, and then drug combinations that are dangerous when combined. And we found over 4,000 people who were prescribed a combination of benzos, muscle relaxants, and opioids, which when combined together, they can be greater than the sum of the individual effects and can be pretty dangerous if someone's not monitoring that use and knowing that the patient is getting those. So really some alarming information that we feel could be, you know, we needed to get this information out there to the public.
How far can you reach outside the agency you're auditing? I mean, did you do follow-up with some of the physicians that were listed here as having been among the 200-plus who were giving scripts to the same person to find out what their reasoning was?
We talked to various boards and groups, the Board of Dentistry, and reached out to them and but we did not go as far as to the dentist or the doctors. Now, the PDMP program did recently reach out to, they did their own analysis and looked at some more of the egregious or over-prescribing prescribers and sent letters to 160 of those individuals. But unfortunately, because their statutes limit them, they were not able to get a response back from those doctors on what they were going to do about that or really any follow-up because the statutes limit their ability to do any enforcement or to turn them over to the board.
We're talking to Jamie Rawls and Kip Memmott of the Oregon Audits Division about the Prescription Drug Management Monitoring Program, PDMP. So Jamie, then when you're talking about things that get in the way in terms of Oregon law, what are some of the blockades then that the law creates that keep the PDMP from functioning at optimum levels?
Yeah, I had already mentioned they don't mandate or have mandatory use for prescribers. they've really just taken baby steps on this program, and I can understand why, because there's a lot of big lobbyists out there and pharmacies that and groups that really want to keep patient safety. That's an important topic. But some of the things that they can't do is send information. They can't take this and give it to law enforcement. So if they do see some alarming information or individuals that are doctor shopping or even instances of potential pill mills, they can't turn the information over to law enforcement. The statute really prohibits them from doing that. It's to be used as a tool only for prescriber practices. And they've had, I believe, some DOJ opinions on this that tell them they can't turn it over. So until the law gets changed and they can use this to turn over to law enforcement, their hands are tied.
And Jeffrey, if I can just jump in real quickly.
Go ahead, Kip.
on that issue. Actually, I'm sorry, that point was fleeting, right? Oh, it was this, sorry, that there is privacy concerns, and the Secretary of State's office believes in privacy of citizens. So our point is here, and I think some of the lobbies that Jamie was talking about and the special interests, they have good motives to keep patient-doctor privacy. But again, with our extensive benchmark, we really saw that other states were able to balance those interests and have better outcomes.
Yeah.
So then what, Kip, will you be recommending at the Audits Division, or will this come from PDMP to the legislature to say, here are some changes in laws that would help this process along?
Well, thank you for that great question. We don't just want our audits. We just don't issue our audits and hope someone does something. We're kind of, I'd like to say, an activist audit shop, where we're really here to help besides just issue these reports. So we will be talking to legislators and others and working with the agency as best we can. We also do robust formal follow-up on our audits. So the citizens can expect a formal follow-up audit and report on this in a year or so. So we'll get back to the public too. And that alone will hopefully help the agency and state tell people where we are, but it'll also increase and continue the accountability over this. So we just don't let this really important issue get away from us.
Jamie, as you watch the process at PDMP, and this ought to be my final question because we're down to about a minute here, does it take a lot of time for a physician to get into the PDMP to see what other scripts have been written for a patient, or is that not so much of an issue?
Great question. We did talk to other states that are doing more with this and have helped doctors and prescribers just incorporate this seamlessly into their practice, and we did not find that it was a cumbersome thing. I think the thought is that doctors are, and factually, that doctors are very busy, and we want them to have time with their patients. But we found in other states they can really do this in a seamless way, and it's one of our recommendations to the agency that they help incorporate this into the prescriber's work. They can have delegates that can log on their behalf. These can be, nurses or someone in their practice that can log in and look at the information before the patient comes in the door. And that's what other states are doing, is they have these delegates that can log in and look at the information, give that information to the doctor right before the patient walks in.
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't a cumbersome thing.
Okay. Kip Mamet and Jamie Rawls of the Oregon Audits Division, thank you for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange to talk about the PDMP.